This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. There's been a third successive night of anti-government protests in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, and several other cities. Police have used tear gas against large crowds, angry at recent price rises affecting basic goods. The Prime Minister, Youssef Chahed, has condemned what he called unacceptable violence by protesters, while demonstrators have blamed the police. Charles Haviland reports.
Fresh nighttime protests have hit not only Tunis and Tebourba, but several other towns, where tyres have been burnt and petrol bombs thrown. The authorities say dozens of policemen have been injured in the past day. About 200 protesters have been arrested. The Prime Minister has accused demonstrators of using children to loot and ransack. Some of those demonstrating say it's no longer possible to live on their salaries as costs of food, fuel and other goods spiral. With growing public anger, massive anti-austerity rallies are planned for Friday.
President Trump has said Washington could be persuaded to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord if a deal that treated the US more fairly could be reached. Speaking during a news conference, he said it was not the agreement itself he disagreed with, but its unfavourable terms.
It's an agreement that I have no problem with, but I had a problem with the agreement that they signed, because, as usual, they made a bad deal. So we could conceivably go back in, but I say this, we are very strong on the environment. I feel very strongly about the environment. But we also want businesses that can compete. And the Paris Accord really would have taken away our competitive edge. And we're not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let it happen.
Mr. Trump also insisted that funding for a wall along the Mexican border has to be included in immigration legislation currently being negotiated between Republicans and Democrats. The White House press secretary had said that it was action on border security that was essential. But 24 hours later, the president was adamant that the wall had to be included in the legislation. The US has demanded that Iran release all those arrested during recent anti-government protests. A White House statement said the Trump administration was deeply concerned that Iran had imprisoned thousands of citizens for engaging in what it called peaceful protests. This is the World News from the BBC.